is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Taken to the Cleaners! And now for my hencore, my impression of our teachers when they welcome us back to prison after the summer holidays. First, my form master, Humyar Pete Benson.
Oh, shut up.
Quiet, boys, and listen, Humyar. During the holidays, Humyar, some repairs to the school have been carried out, Humyar. Including new seats and water supply in the boys' laboratory. Thank you. And next, our music mistress, TikTok Tilly Trotter.
Shut up.
Well, boys, I have planned an exciting new term singing-wise. First, I intend to start work with the Lincolnshire Poacher and then carry on with the Vicar of Bray. Thank you. And now here he is, our beloved headmaster himself, Toby Jug Treadwell.
Shut up!
As headmaster of this year's school, I'd like to say what an honour it is to be back. And I hope as how we'll all learn something new this coming term. And now, will you all let me out of this blasted washroom? Thank you.
For the last time, will you pack it in?
Oh, well, I'm fed up. Only 4 more days of freedom, and then it's back to Sheriff Treadwell's jailhouse.
Granddad, can't you put a stop to all this nonsense?
Oh, Jimmy, will you behave yourself?
Well, it's all right for you, Granddad. You've left school. I bet you wouldn't want to go to the pub if you got treated like we do. Charlie, old Sinclair's not paid for his beer again. Give him 6 of the best with a billiard cue.
I'll see who's at the door, Mother. It might be Alfie.
Right, love. Now, look, Jimmy. Just stop complaining and, well, find something to do.
Oh, all right, Mum. Now, what shall I do? I know. I'll do Ozzy.
You what?
He still owes me some money for the bike I sold him.
It's Mr. Tunnicliffe, Grandad. Would you go in, Mr. Tunnicliffe?
Oh, certainly. Thanks very much.
My name's...
Don't tell me. I'll have it in a minute. Oh, dear, what is it now? It's on the tip of my tongue. Your botheration. Susan, I've got it.
I hope he doesn't pass it on to me.
Jimmy. Come away in, Percy.
Oh, thank you, Peter. How do everybody?
Hello, Mr. Tunnicliffe. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks, Mrs. dear. Oh, damn it. I can't stop more than a minute. To tell you the truth, I'm having trouble with my car. That's it. I've left the engine. Yeah, the engine running. And as you know, that's an offence under the... Oh, bless me soul.
Oh, you mean under the...
No, don't tell me. You know, it's floating about in my head somewhere. Under the... dang it. Under the...
Weather?
Yes, I am a bit off colour, Jim. It's all this rushing about with these draw tickets for the Road Traffic Act. That's it.
Draw tickets for the Road Traffic Act?
Have you? Mine's for the bowling club. No, we're drawing it tonight, and there's some real good prizes. I brought Peter's tickets and some for that pal of his, your tall fella, your taxi driver. You got a mouth like the entrance to that tunnel in Liverpool. What's the name again?
Mersey.
No, Higginbottom. I have no tickets for any Mr. Mersey. No, it's that long thing with the little square nut on the top.
Who, Mr. Higginbottom?
No. The thing that keeps going wrong with my car, it turns the engine over when you switch on. I say, by gum, she's looking well.
Who is?
Susan. Starter.
I'd rather finish her.
No, it keeps jamming my starter. That's why I don't switch off. And as you know, it's an offence under the,
Yes. Thank you for the Percy tickets. Yeah. I mean the tickets, Percy.
Come coming, Alfie, and don't keep going on about it.
Ah, some people want the cars examining. Their head's locking up. But fancy leaving it running. It'd serve him right if the police towed his head away. Well, they wouldn't, but they ought to pinch his car. Yeah, my man.
For not switching his head off?
Yes, no. You can't switch your head off.
Is that why you don't switch your mouth off?
Yes. Mrs. Clitheroe, you can stand so much more and no. No, much more than you can stand. No, stand. So much more.
You can stand so much and no more.
Yeah, you see, even Susan's had enough. not had enough. I mean, she doesn't drink. Well, she does sometimes. Vodka and orange. I mean, Jimmy, not he drinks vodka and orange, but he is. Trouble.
Grandad, did you know Alfie and Mr. Tunnicliffe were brothers?
Brothers?
Yes, you can tell by the way they talk. Their father was a goat, and they were two crazy mixed-up kids.
I'm afraid it's my car outside with the engine running. Anyway, it's tea time, so I'll be away in two shakes of a lamb's... two shakes of a lamb's...
Chops!
Are you? We're having fish at our house. Yes, I'd better get back. Hey, Peter, would you see your pal, Mr. Mersey, gets these 10 draw tickets, please? These are the counter files.
Oh, but I might not be seeing Mersey, Higgy, tonight.
I know who'll deliver Mr. Higginbottom's tickets.
Oh, who?
The Jimmy Clitheroe Delivery Service. Reasonable charges. We go anywhere. Deliver anything. Mugs a speciality.
You deliver mugs?
No, mugs do the delivering. Come on, Alfie.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. If you did, you wouldn't shout at me and smack me. It's because you don't love me, that's why.
Yes, I do love you.
No, you don't. You don't love me anymore.
Of course he loves you.
You shut your face. Ozzy's mum loves Ozzy. I'll bet she doesn't smack him and shout at him.
Oh, no. Oz is a very lucky boy.
I know. He hasn't got a daft, scraggy sister.
Now, that'll do. Don't start taking it out on Susan.
Well, she doesn't love me either.
You're dead right. I don't. Well, not when you get up to the kind of trick you tried this morning in the bathroom. Fancy using my best face flannel, my new toothbrush and my toilet soap, trying to clean your dirty school blazer. You must be crazy.
You're right. If I went to school on Monday smelling of your toilet soap, the lads would stick me head in the school railings and tie pink ribbons on it.
Well, you can cut out the comedy, and you can keep your grubby little hands out of my needlework basket as well.
I was only trying to save you a job, ma'am.
Yes, mending your blazer where it's torn in three places. Look at that pocket. It's nearly ripped off.
Well, can I help it if Ozzy had such big feet?
Ozzy's feet? Well, what have they got to do with it?
Well, one of them accidentally got caught in my pocket yesterday when I went to see him about the bike I sold him.
One of Ozzy's feet got caught in your pocket? Is that what caused the oil stain?
Oh, no, the pedal did that.
Oh, don't tell us the pedal got caught in your pocket.
Yes, when I was hanging upside down over the crossbar.
What were you doing?
Trying to get a shilling out of Ozzy's stocking where he'd hidden it.
And what was Ozzy doing?
Peddling like mad to try and shake me off.
Oh, you pair of hooligans. There might have been an accident.
There was when Ozzy stopped peddling. He got his nose caught in my knuckles.
Oh, Mother, he's horrible.
Yes, but his mum and dad love him. But nobody loves me. Not even the goldfish. When I look at them now, they swim the other way.
Listen, if there's been a fight between you and Ozzy, we can expect his father charging in here any minute for the inter-round summaries. Come on. Who started it?
Well, Ozzy owes me a shilling and it's overdue and I need it.
Who started the fight?
That's why I brought the bike back from his dad's garage and put it in our tool shed.
Who started the fight?
I wouldn't care, but I threw the pump in for nothing. Is it my fault it doesn't work?
Who started the fight?
All right, ma'am, you win.
I thought so. Now, listen, today's Friday and you need that blazer for Monday, and I'm not having you turning up at school looking like Charlie Chaplin.
Which class is he in, ma'am?
That'll do. You will take that blazer at once to Swift Cleaners. As well as dry cleaning, they have a mending service.
Oh, but Mother, if they're going to do the job at once, well, they'll charge you extra for quick service.
That's all right, Susan. Our Jimmy's paying.
So why don't you mind your own... I'm paying, Mum.
Yes, at a shilling a week out of your pocket money. Now take that blazer off, put your anorak on and get round to the cleaners. At once.
But, Mum...
At once!
Yes, Mum. Just go in, Mum. You know your trouble, Mum.
What?
You don't love me. Oh. You just don't love me. I wouldn't care, but I'm mad about you. But you don't love me. You don't. You just don't love me.
Well, thanks very much for the lift, Alfie. That was a stroke of luck meeting you on the way to the cleaners. And thanks for waiting for me outside the shop.
Oh, not at all, Jim. It was a pleasure to wait for you on a double yellow band by an old waiting sign next to a zebra crossing. I nearly got a ticket.
Why? Were you having your bike cleaned?
Not a cleaning ticket, a parking ticket. As it was, the traffic warden came up and spoke to me. He was a woman. She pointed to me back and said, how long? And like a fool, I said, 5'7". She threw a pencil at me.
I hope it wasn't still in a tunic.
No, she lives down our street, so she said she'd let me off if I was only a few minutes and would I go and see to their ball cock. But it keeps sticking and she fancies me to put it right. I bet Susan's mad.
Correct. You've won your bet.
Yeah, I don't mean she is mad. She will be, because I should have been here earlier.
Well, I'll tell her what happened. You've been chatting to your girlfriend, the warden, the one with the ball cock who fancies you. I'll tell her where you've been.
You'll tell her nothing. I'll tell her.
Right. Come in, Alfie.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's your grandad on the phone. Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello. Oh, who's that speaking?
It's me, Alfie.
I mean, who's speaking on the phone, you ninny?
Oh, I've no idea who that is, so I can't help you. Wait a minute. No. What I'm saying doesn't make sense.
Grandad! Alfie knows it doesn't make sense. Ring the doctor. He's ill.
Look, take that troublemaker in the living room, will you?
Yes,
I will,
Mr.
Sinclair.
Oh, well, well, well. We are honoured. It's Mr. Alfred Hall himself. We must get out the best tea set.
Oh, I haven't time to stop for tea. I had a late lunch. Do you mean tea proper, or just tea?
You should have been here half an hour ago.
Ask her what happened.
What happened?
Stop it. Or you'll go to bed with a good smacking and no supper.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. No, how the hell? How can I be sorry and I never have any supper?
Just a good smacking?
Yes. You'll get no supper in a minute. I mean a good smacking.
It was Percy Tunnicliffe, Pat.
What was? Oh, on the phone. What did he want?
One of those tickets that Jimmy took to Higgy's. It's won a prize, a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, heck, the tick, tick.
What?
Tick, 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 tick. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Thank you, thank you. And after a cuckoo clock, my next impression will be...
Don't start that again. Does Mr. Higginbottom know about the prize, Father?
No, Percy called at Higgy's, but there was no reply. I said he'd be round here tonight about 7, so Percy's bringing the whiskey round here.
Well, I hope Mr. Higginbottom remembers to bring the counterfoil. Remember that snooker club raffle when he burnt the winning ticket for the chicken dinner and didn't get it? Oh, the treasurer got a black eye and Mr. Higginbottom got banned from the billiard room.
Well, we don't want a repetition of that. I'll ring Higgy in a few minutes and tell him to bring the counterfoils with him.
I'll go round and tell him, Grandad. Then it'll save you the price of a pint of black eye. Black and tan. Then he won't burn me goose dinner. Cook it. Me chicken. Goose. I never said a word.
You could have fooled us. All right, Alfie. I'll just get my things and you can run me downtown. As we arranged.
Yeah, right, yeah, chicken. Yeah, goosey. Mr. Susie.
Talking about things. We've left that thing on your bike, Alfie.
That thing?
Oh, I thought you'd remember. We'll go and check it. Won't be a minute, Mum.
Well, don't be long, Jimmy. It's nearly tea time.
Jimmy, what's this thing on my bike?
I don't know till we've tested it. We'd better have a run to the cleaners and back. They'll still be open if we hurry.
But Jimmy, I don't get it. Why are we going to the cleaners?
To get my blazer back. that's still got Higginbottom's tickets in the pocket.
Ah, that's quick service. You only took your blazer in an hour ago and now you're collecting it. I leave things at the cleaners, they take ages.
Well, I should start leaving your head somewhere else then.
Ah, well, I'll start having it cleaned at your... Me head?
I've just said Higginbottom's tickets are still in my blazer pocket. After the fight with Ozzy, I forgot to leave them. And you heard me, Grandad. You can't collect a prize without the, without the...
Oh, you mean the...
No, don't tell me. I'll have it in a minute, I hope. But if I haven't got it by 7 o'clock, Mr. Higginbottom won't get his whiskey. And I know what I'll get then. A great big boot, right where the little piggy wags its little curly tail.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Higginbottom. I take it you've called for the cleaning for your good lady.
No, for the wife.
Oh, no. It's all very well to have your little joke. But I ask you, what would you be without her?
Happy.
Thank goodness you're still open. Can I have me blazer, please, quick?
What?
Me blazer, I want it.
If you don't wait your turn, you'll get it. My hand round your logo.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Higginbottom. Jim, there's Mr. Higginbottom. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. I didn't see you. I saw you, but not you. Your face, I mean, in the corner. I thought you were a man. another man. I mean, you were strange. Your face was. But not Jim. No, not strange. I mean...
His face was very peculiar.
Your face is very peculiar.
Your face will be sticking out the back of your neck in a minute.
No, then, please. We don't want any trouble.
No, just my blazer.
Yes, please. Give him his blazer and let's go, Mr. Swift.
You what? The shop is Swift Cleaners. I'm not Swift.
You can say that again. The time it's taking, I look like getting my blazer when I'm on my way to collect my old age pension.
Now, look, Mr. Higginbottom is before you, and anyway, you only brought your blazer this afternoon and it's not cleaned yet.
I know. I just want it for a minute and then you can have it back.
Yeah, you see, he forgot he'd left some counter filing. Rub a hammy leg!
Well, what's up?
The counter, he banged his elbow on the counter.
He shouted he'd hurt his leg.
Yes! Well, he doesn't know his leg from his elbow. Anyway, we'll wait till you get your cleaning, Mr. Higginbottom.
Thanks for nothing.
Right. Now, what was it you had cleaned, Mr. Higginbottom?
A blue skirt and a red dress. It's a long one.
It'd have to be long, wouldn't it? I mean, you're 6'4".
I'll belt you one in a minute.
It was a joke, Mr. Higginbottom. Wasn't it, Alfie?
What? Oh, Mr. Higginbottom's dress. Yeah. It must be funny to see him wearing a dress. I mean, a skirt. No, I don't. I mean, Mrs. Higginbottom, she looks funny. Mr. Higginbottom looks funny wearing nothing. Don't.
Belt up, will you? Look, mister, get this brat's blazer and stuff it in Alfie's mouth.
Oh, dear, please, let's have no... I've just remembered. Your blazer was to be repaired, wasn't it?
That's right. The pocket was torn when Ozzy... As well as the collar.
Well, it's not here then. We send our repair work out to Jennings, the tailor's.
Oh, heck.
Oh, the shop's just round the corner, past the...
I know. Come on, Alfie.
Where?
Oh, to the tailor's to get your mouth sewn up. Ta-ra, Mr. Higginbottom. I'll tell me grandad to wear his kilt tonight at the pub, then the barmaid won't laugh at your dress.
Jimmy, you upset the tailor. He probably won't mend your blazer now.
Who cares? You don't wear a blazer at a funeral. And that's where I'll be going when Higginbottom finds out I've lost his tickets. I'll be the one lying down.
Well, you must have dropped them somewhere. They weren't in your blazer.
I know that clothead, but where? Wait a minute. When I had that fight with Ozzy, we finished up in the garage. And after he'd ripped my blazer, I took it off and put it on the garage floor so it wouldn't get dirty.
You what? On the garage floor, your blazer get filthy.
Don't be daft, I turned it inside out. Anyway, that's where the tickets must be. Come on.
But Miss Susan's waiting for me to take her to the shops.
That's all right, you've got plenty of time.
And most of them close at 5:30.
That's right, 5 minutes ago. So you've got till 9 o'clock in the morning to get her down here. We can see what we're doing.
You shouldn't switch the garage light on, Mr. Higginbottom, I say it.
The old bear will be snoozing in the house. Anyway, we can't search the garage in the dark. We're looking for tickets, not his taxi.
All right, but let's get a move on and find him before he finds us.
Right. Now, they might have blown behind something, so search everywhere. Have a look behind them petrol cans. But be quiet.
All right, you'd think I was stupid.
Now, why would I think you're stupid, Alfie? You nutcase.
Oh, shut up, or I'll leave you to find your own tickets.
Belt up, missus, belt up.
Hey, up, while I switch the light off.
What is it?
Why don't you shut your cake on, you old rat bag?
Mr. Higginbottom singing a love song to his wife. Any minute now he'll start stroking her hair with the shovel.
Yeah, look, we better get out of here. Come.
You clumsy clot. Why didn't you bring a big drum?
Who's in that garage? Come out.
No hack. He heard us.
Get away. Don't some twits mothers have them?
Come on, out. Let's have you, you thieving. It's you, Clitheroe, and you're performing monkey Alfie Hall.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. I'll bet you're wondering what we're doing in your garage.
No, I'm not wondering. I know. You're trying to pinch another bike. Ozzy told me about Friday. Come here.
Alfie, don't just stand there. Do something.
Yeah, I will do. I'm going home.
Not unless you want to go feet first. Stand still.
Yes, Mr. Higginbottom.
Put me down, Mr. Higginbottom, and I'll explain.
All right. Let's have the story, then.
I'm trying to think. It was about Ozzy's bike. Alfie was going to bring it back. So I took him to the garage to show him where to put it.
That's a good one.
It isn't bad, is it, considering that? I mean, that's what happened.
Get out. Go on. And if you're not out of my sight before I can count 10...
We will be. Come on, Alfie. Say ta-ra to Mr. Higginbottom.
Get ta-ra, Mr. Higginbottom. I'm sorry, I'm...
Get lost!
Yes, right. Thank you, Mr.
Higginbottom.
Goodbye, goodbye. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a fool. His mother would have been better off with a washing machine. Oh, heck, the tickets. Clitheroe, wait a minute. Alfie, up, Alfie. Oh, the twit's gone. Oh, well, I'll have to go and see Pete myself. It's probably better anyway.
But, Mr. Tunnicliffe, if Mr. Higginbottom doesn't get his whiskey, he'll murder me.
Well, if he doesn't, I will.
And if you need any help, Father, send for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but the committee has made it a strict rule. No county foil, no prize.
You deserve to get into trouble. You wouldn't have lost the tickets if you hadn't been fighting.
Don't stick your big conk in. There's enough people poking their noses into...
What do you mean?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't feel very well.
Perhaps it's something you ate, like a ticket.
You'll be eating my fist in a minute.
Don't you talk to Susan like that, or I shall have something to say.
Well, go on, say it. Nobody will understand you.
Don't be cheeky. Don't be cheeky, Mr.
Well, it's nothing to do with him. He's not a relation. He's a stranger. In fact, you'll never find anybody stranger than Alfie.
You young puppy.
You puppy's sister.
Take no notice, Susan. He's just cross with me because I wouldn't give him £2.13 for a bottle of whiskey.
That's another thing about you, Alfie. You're mean. There's somebody at the door. I'll let them in on my way out of England.
You stop here. Answer it, please, Susan, will you?
Right, Mother. I hope it's Mr. Higginbottom with a gun.
If it is, frighten him away. Smile at him.
You won't be smiling when we get back to Higginbottom's with that bike.
You what? I'm not going back to Dracula's castle. If he wants that bike, he'll have to come for it.
Now, look, my lad. I'm going to phone Higgy and tell him to come round here. And you'll wait for him.
There's no need to, Grandad. He's here. Come in, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, heck.
Back, Susan. Hello, everyone. Oh, hello, Percy. Hello. I've been wanting to see you about my tickets for the draw.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, I'm sorry about the whiskey, but it was an accident.
What whiskey?
This bottle of whiskey that you won. At least you would have won if you'd had the counterfoil. But since you haven't, I'm afraid it's null and... Oh, drat it.
I've won a bottle of whiskey, but I haven't had my tickets yet.
Yes, well, you see, Mr. Higginbottom, I had them in my blazer, but they fell out when I was battering, talking to your Ozzy. But I'll buy you another bottle. I'll give you sixpence a week, and Ozzy can have the bike without the shilling. I've left it outside the back door, and please don't strangle me.
The tickets in your blazer, they were mine.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny. I think.
These tickets, you mean?
Higgy, where'd you get them?
At the cleaner's. After little troublemaker here left, the cleaner remembered it found them in the pocket. They always check the pockets. So I said I'd bring them here. I thought they were yours, Pete.
What? Why didn't you tell me about them at your house?
I forgot until you were leaving. I tried to shout you back, but you didn't hear me.
But he did, but he thought you were cross. He said, get going, Alfie, before the mad bulb... he told me to hurry up.
Well, that's marvellous. I come round here thinking I'm bringing your tickets, Pete, and instead I'm collecting a bottle of booze.
Well, I didn't cause any trouble after all.
It wasn't for the want of trying.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Higginbottom, while you're in a good mood, while you're here, I've left the bike outside the back door for you. So if you'd like to give me the shilling Ozzy owes me, you can...
You cheeky young imp.
You can't knock him down.
We can try. Come on, Pete.
Please, Mr. Higginbottom. Grandad, I was joking. Please, Mr. Tunnicliffe, help. Help, ma'am. Oh, get off. Ow. No.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Colin Edwin as Mr. Tunnicliffe. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
They were only pulling me leg. They weren't really cross. Then... But 5 minutes later, Mr. Higginbottom was frothing at the mouth. Ozzy's bike had fallen down right outside the back door where I'd left it. Mr. Higginbottom went out and put his foot straight on the wheel. He went up, the bottle went down and smashed to pieces. I said, it's no use crying over spilt whiskey. He said, I'm not going to cry, you are. And I did. Ta-ra! Thank you.
to go back to school, and that's that.
Well, I'm fed up. I wish I was Charlie Blinking Thompson. He won't be worrying about school next Monday morning.
Why not?
He's got German measles. The crafty thing. He'll do anything to get out of school. I ask you, German measles. He's not even patriotic.
They call it the, I can see it as plain as a...
Pikestaff?
That's right. It gets the engine going. Not the pikestaff. Oh, what's it called again?
Surely you mean the...
No, don't tell me! I say it.